following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Ugh, crazy, right? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom, I'm one of them, for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they save hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. That's right. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. I did. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom.com and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan and available in most states.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. The high school football season begins today. The college football season begins a week from today, and that'll put a smile on all sports fanatics' faces. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up on the program today, high school football with Randy Hubert of Aurora. They've got the top area game tomorrow night when they take on McCook. It's a top 10 battle on opening night. We will also talk fantasy football on this Thursday, and that is with RotoWire. And coming up at 11:45, we'll be talking to Luke Hoover. So email or Facebook us your fantasy questions. I know a majority of the drafts, if you're in a fantasy football draft, will be held within the next week, and that is the most important time to be ready. That is 75% of the year, I think, is getting the right draft, then managing and dropping and adding probably the rest of the year, obviously another 25%. We'll talk to Luke at 11:45, and at the bottom of the hour, Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald to talk a little Huskers, also talk about his new book with the 20 years that he has put in at the World Herald. You may have seen his article last week, and we'll talk with Tom about that and a variety of subjects coming up at the bottom of the hour. Give you a chance to win a copy of the Tom Chattel book as well. You know, Spencer, nifty title. Chattel.
I like it.
Tom's take on 20 unforgettable years in sports, which kind of covers bad Nebraska baseball to bad Nebraska baseball.
And everything and in between. A couple years of good Nebraska baseball. Just a few.
Spencer Schubert from NTV in on the show today. If you'd like to be in on the show today, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Get your vehicle ready for the fall and winter by having it taken care of so the rust doesn't come in when it does get cold. I know that's hard to think about, but it will happen. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Kearney Little Leaguers come home. There is a Loper lunch going on today at 12 noon. Don't forget that. It's the annual Kearney High, Kearney Catholic Fall Sports Luncheon. So previewing all of the sports fall teams for UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and that gets going 11:45, 12 noon. They start speaking, and the lunch of just $5, so you can't beat that either. Up at the UNK Health and Sports Center, Spencer, we can't put it off anymore. Sports season is here. I know the softball girls were out last week, but now everybody's starting to get into the mix.
It's officially here. Those Omaha schools, they're playing some football tonight. I know Fremont and Lincoln schools, Seacrest is turning on their lights tonight. Up in Lincoln, and tomorrow, the big day for Central Nebraska. Kearney at home. Grand Island Senior High, they're at home. Holdridge at home. Aurora, we're going to talk to Randy Huber later. They play that little team called McCook. So a big, big game for Aurora and McCook tomorrow night. So it's an exciting time. Football's back, and us TV guys, we have something to do.
Oh, I thought you'd been keeping busy the way it was, man.
Oh, trying our best. Going to football practice. Now we get games at least.
Yeah, now we get to see the real action. Little League World Series. I'll tell you what, the Tennessee team, I only saw them in the regional final. They won 1-0. I just went, you know, I think this is a team Kearney can compete with. And they did for a couple of innings, and Tennessee went ahead and put them away with that big last inning. But they're the only undefeated team left, beating the likes of the Californias and the Texases. So Goodlettsville, Tennessee, is in good shape. They need to win one more to be the U.S. champs and make it into Sunday's championship game. On the other side, Japan won. Japan's going to win. Japan's going to be in the finals. They got too many 16-year-olds on their team.
And that Tennessee team, you got to take into account, too, some of those wins have looked pretty good. I believe one was a no-hitter, perfect game, whatever that was, from Ryan Clark, I believe the kid's name was. So, shows you I'm studying up there. I guess just an unbelievable story for the Tennessee team, a kid throwing the no-hitter like that. And, you know, Kearney should be proud. It was a tough loss to him, but they hung with him for four or five innings against a really good pitcher that did well again.
And the Kearney Little Leaguers, again, do come home today. They should have landed in Nebraska by now. A welcome home event is scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Viero Event Center. And from what is being told to us by the press release and by talking to Bill Bonner from Kearney Little League and the coaches and all of that, the plan is to roll down the interstate. They're going to get off at the Minden exit. That way they can come right down Highway 30 into Kearney, and then when they get to 2nd Avenue, they'll turn and head out to the Viero Event Center. Already seeing lots of signs welcoming the Little League home, saying congratulations. Hopefully the businesses continue to do that, and if you're out on that stretch or want to be on that stretch, bring the kids out after school and stand alongside the road, wave them in, bring your signs, and welcome home this historic, groundbreaking team from Kearney. There'll be a short program at the event center with a few remarks from the coaches, so the public encouraged to attend and welcome home the team at the Viero Event Center. It is this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Again, it's one of those things, Spencer, it's only going to happen once. There's only going to be one time that Kearney Little League makes its debut at the Little League World Series, that it wins its first game at the Little League World Series. If they're fortunate, a new group of kids might get that experience in the future, but as we know, if no Nebraska team had ever made it to Williamsport, the chances of that happening on a regular basis are pretty small.
The fact they made it to 2 regionals in a row, I think that had this area taken back by storm, let alone this team getting all the way to Williamsport and getting that first win. So a dream season, obviously. You get to a stage like that, you want to bring home a national championship. And don't get me wrong, these kids wanted to go out and be that Tennessee team, be in position to win the U.S. side of things, take on Japan in that championship for the world. But, you know, these kids aren't going to take back anything they did out in Williamsport, and they're going to have a fun day today coming back to Kearney. I know the local reaction has been amazing, people emailing even into NTV, making sure the clips of the highlights are on our website. People love this team, and they're going to be welcoming him in good fashion today.
And they have been gone for a long, long time. What, they took off on August 1st, folks. They took off on August 1st for Indianapolis, and this is August the 23rd. These kids and coaches have not been back to Kearney since August 1st when they took off. So they'll get back. They'll get situated. They'll get back to life, and they'll have a lot of stories to tell their classmates and coworkers.
So much for vacation days for mom and dad during Christmas. Everybody's working.
I don't know. I've seen some people that get a lot of vacation, man. A lot of vacation.
Not
out
us.
No, we're too young and dumb. Did you happen to catch the highlights or online anywhere yesterday? The big implosion at Rosenblatt Stadium.
I have not yet. No.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself doing it. They brought down the press box. It's on the World Herald website and on a variety of websites. I've seen it on Facebook a bunch of places. Mm-hmm. They've got, it's pretty cool that they've got three or four different camera angles that the World Herald set up. But I can only imagine yesterday driving down the interstate on 13th Street in Omaha, and then all of a sudden, if you didn't know it was coming. And it's not like when they knock down a big building or arena or casino that we've seen the implosions. Basically, all that happened was they put the explosives at the bottom, and it's just like it was just like you chopped a tree, and they just went straight down. It didn't fall over, nothing. It just like dropped the 200 feet or whatever it is, and it was still standing there. Wow. And now they're trying to cut it up and recycle all the steel.
Huh. Well, at least they're economical about it.
So they're still working on that, and there's not going to be a whole lot of Rosenblatt left. 888-455-ESPN if you would like to be on the program today. Don't forget the tickets for the Heartland Hoops Classic went on sale this morning, so they are available at Ticketmaster.com. And I guess, folks, the one thing that we say about this, and Tino and the gang hasn't made a huge deal about this in the past, but when you have the number one high school team in the country in Oak Hill Academy coming in to take on Nebraska's number one team, Akoya Gao and Omaha Central, probably attendance records will be set, and you may want to think about getting online and get your tickets ahead of time. $16 for adults, $8 for students. A limited number of courtside seats are available at $70, and that's for the whole session. Both general admission and courtside tickets are valid for all eight games. You can purchase them at the Heartland Event Center box office if you're in Grand Island, or online at Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, with the State Fair getting underway tomorrow, that'll be a busy place. And the rundown again for February 9th. Starts at 8:30 in the morning with Heartland Lutheran and High Plains as all the Grand Island schools play again. Central Catholic plays Sutton. St. Cecilia takes on Raymond Central. Grand Island Senior High plays Lincoln Pius X. Donovan Trumbull plays Archbishop Bergen. Kearney Catholic plays Grand Island Northwest. Boys Town plays Norfolk Catholic. And Omaha Central takes on Oak Hill Academy at the Heartland Hoops Classic, which continues to grow, and I hope it just stays. I mean, that's a cool event.
Yeah, a heck of an event, and Tino's doing a great job by getting Oak Hill Academy in. I mean, it's one thing, and look at last year's lineup. You had a lot of teams. I mean, you stick with those local teams, Hastings, St. Cecilia, GICC. Those have been good basketball teams in the past. GICC was in the state semis just a couple years ago. Hastings, St. Cecilia as their share of girls and guys state championships. So to see these teams go out and perform the way they do and doing it on a stage like that, getting in the Heartland Event Center, that's an experience, once again, that even the kids and the coaches, they're not going to forget.
This is the mix that Tino and the gang want. You have to have local teams so that people come in and buy tickets and they can afford to put on something like this. But those people also want to see an outstanding matchup or two, and that has happened in the state with starting back when Jesse Carr took on Ike Meyer, and you had Archbishop Bergen taking on Ainsworth, and Shadron coming in with the big fella in Elliot Eliason, and things like that. So that's going on in February, but tickets are on sale today. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Hubert, Aurora head football coach, is going to join us. Don't forget, Bruce Furniture, folks, is the place to be when you want to settle in for a comfortable night, to watch Sports Extra on NTV, to watch
cozy
the
up
Husker games, to watch whatever game you want to watch, NFL, college. You just will be comfortable while staying at home. Bruce Furniture, located Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've got the recliners. They've got the living room sets, the bedroom sets. If you like to sit and lay on the sofa or lay on your mattress from Serta and just check it out as you doze to sleep with Sunday Night Football. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Congratulations. I know you'll be very happy with the Honda Pilot.
Before I go, I just want to say I'd given up on getting a great deal until today.
I'm glad you didn't, sir. And before you go, I just want to say it was an honor to give a well-qualified buyer like you a great 0.9% APR financing deal, sir.
As you were, Honda salesman. As you were.
Another happily ever after moment brought to you by the huge inventory and great deals at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. See dealer for financing details.
The the 2012 high school fall sports season has arrived, and more award-winning coverage comes your way this season right here. Out of the double wing, Bloom in motion from left to right, and they'll go with an inside trap play this time, and there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35, he steps out of a tackle, and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta.
They pitch it back to Glenn. Glenn back up the middle. Thompson to the outside, has a seam. He's at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10. He outruns everybody for the touchdown.
There's a golden seam back in there. They come with some pressure. It's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line by a touchdown. Blake Overmiller on a touchdown reception, and the Patriots have the lead.
14-13, Brand to serve at Studi. Here is the set, Connor, to Messel. It was a short set. She could only tip it across. Brand sets it outside. Over Moravec, dugout Studi. Here's the slide. Anderson, termination! And the Stars have finally done it! All the exciting action is right here and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Partial sun develops across the area today, along with a few scattered showers and storms around the area, with a high temperature of 87 and south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms at a low at 65. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Hattie's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. Spencer Schubert, my co-host on this Thursday. Tomorrow, Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas as we get ready for that season, the fun season. Who's favored, who's not, how are things moving along? And so he will be among our guests tomorrow on the program. Jim Langan's going to co-host tomorrow, but Spencer Schubert in today. Spencer, did you see this? A couple of things that I didn't get to yesterday. First, Luke Hochhaver actually pitched a solid baseball game for the Royals a couple of nights ago. That 10-inning, 1-0 Royals victory, and had an outstanding outing as the Royals broke their 5-game winning streak and then got dumped last night. But as we joked before, Royals are playing very, very well. But how about this minor leaguer in the Cincinnati Reds organization, Billy Hamilton? 146 stolen bases this year.
Wow.
In the minor leagues.
Jeez.
How is he still in the minor leagues? Maybe he just can't get on base.
He must be walking a lot. He's getting on base. He's just not hitting himself on base.
It's just amazing. He's played 120 games this year and has 146 had 146 stolen bases, now 147. Started in Class A ball, went to Class Double A, and broke the record set by Vince Coleman back in 1983.
Well, I think we might be seeing him soon. You got to think somebody's going to take a flyer on
it. Yeah, when you can expand that roster in September, get him up there.
Right.
They could use him in the stretch run. Well, high school football begins tomorrow night for the Aurora Huskies, and we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach, Randy Hubert, as his team gets a heck of a start with McCook. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Hey, great to be here, Doug.
Nothing like putting a marquee matchup on opening night to get the kids' attention the whole offseason.
No kidding. McCook's a great program, and we're excited about this opportunity. And it's going to be great for high school football. You know, two teams with tradition like we both have, and we both have a lot of respect for each other. It should be a great one.
Coach, you're in the B6 district here this season. You have Columbus, Northwest, and York, three teams that last season couldn't get above 500. You had one team at 500 with Columbus. How much confidence does that give you going into, obviously, 2012?
Well, we have confidence, and I think our kids really have prepared well throughout the summer and fall, and we have high expectations, and we feel our district is going to be very competitive. I think Northwest has a tremendous amount of players back, and they're going to be a very much improved team, and Columbus coming from Class A, and York's program is on the rise, so we feel that we got to be ready when it comes district time to compete at our best.
Well, you had to put a little battle in for the quarterback position. You've had some great ones here over the last handful of years. How did that play out? Who's going to be taking the snaps tomorrow?
Well, Troy McDonald and Luke Standage, they have done a tremendous amount of work throughout last spring and summer to prepare for this season. And plus, we had a lot of 7-on-7 tournaments this summer. Feel that they've really gained some confidence and improved their technique. So, Both those guys will see action. Troy McDonald will be getting a start, but we feel good with both those guys.
Coach, most coaches don't like to talk about personal accolades. You're sitting 2 wins away from win number 200. How much is that on your mind, and how much do you want your players not to know that?
Well, the only time I ever realize what I'm at is when I got to fill that out for the newspaper. I got to look through my papers and find out what I'm at. And no, that's nothing I really think about at all, you know, and it's not anything worth mentioning. I mean, we're just looking to, you know, make this season the best it can be, and we always focus on the process and trying to make these players better people and better athletes and develop a team that plays hard and plays together.
Well, your line looks like it's going to have some big boys on it. We're talking with Randy Hubert, head football coach at Aurora, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert co-hosting today. Talk about both the offensive and defensive line you've got going out tomorrow.
Well, we got some seniors. Aaron Schwartz, that has been in the trenches for a long time since his sophomore year. He's really a leader for us. He's lost a little weight, but a little quicker than last year. And Sam Pickrell, you know, he's our 300-pounder, and he's really made some improvement. Man, he's improved his footwork and his agility. And then we got Rick Schmidt, who's about 250. And then Austin Wanch, that's going to play mostly in the D-line. He's a quicker fella down there for us, a good wrestler. So, yeah, we got some really good seniors there we have confidence in. We got some young juniors and sophomores that'll be stepping in to help out in the line as well. Alex Hunt was a lineman last year, starter for us, that is now playing tight end, but he's a good athlete for us as well.
Coach, obviously in all the high school football previews, you might try to ignore Brock Reichardt. Obviously one of those kids that stands out for your backfield. What's he going to bring, obviously, with those linemen that might be paving the way for him?
Well, Brock, you know, has a great combination of speed and strength, and he's a very physical runner. He's one of those guys who'll look to try to lower the boom on you, you know, and he has very good balance, very strong in the weight room, and we're glad we got him back this year, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. So he's a good threat for us on offense.
What are you looking at with McCook? They're still stinging from being upset in the playoffs last year. Take us through the game plan for tomorrow night, what you see from them.
Well, McCook always has speed. And they got the Schlager kid who's going to be a big part of their team. He's going to get a lot of touches on offense and probably do a lot of blitzing defensively. He's a guy that can make a difference in a game. So, you know, we're going to have to know where he's at all times. And overall, you know, McCook's just going to play hard. They're always well coached, and we look for it to be a tremendous game.
Next week you're heading out to Alliance. Have you already got your travel plans made?
Yeah, we're going to be leaving bright and early, I know that. But that'll be all right. Tim Wallace, the AD over there, always treats us great, and we enjoy making that trip.
Coach, when the expectations, and you're still in the top 10 and at number 5, but the last handful of years, your name is being brought up for consideration to being in that state championship game and state finals, and I know that's what you want to be at again. Are the goals adjusted this year, or is that still number 1 on the board?
Same goals. You know, our kids, have Unity, district champs, state champs, you know, the goals that they've selected, and I feel those are the things that the team wants to strive for. We as a coaching staff know the process, you know, the individual group work and teamwork each day in practice, that the little things that make the big difference. So we just focus on that process and hope we develop, and we really believe we're going to, and become a very good football team and a contender when it comes playoff time.
Coach, Doug and I have been joking about how long this offseason is for us sports guys trying to fill the summer with some golf, some bad golf at that. At least I've seen Doug golf. How long of an offseason is it for you as a coach, and just thinking tomorrow's game day, what's that like for you, obviously, this time of the year?
Well, you know, it is one of those things that you've hoped you've uncovered every stone, you know, in your preparation, and that goes back to last spring and, you know, just working on the little things that we had to get better on. And it's exciting, and, you know, I'm very fortunate to have a great staff to work with, and, You know, we put in a lot of time, visit a lot of coaching staffs in the off season, and done a lot of work in our strength and conditioning. So, yeah, all of a sudden, boom, it's game week, and we're just like, wow, you know, here it is, and it's exciting, and it's a fun time of year for us.
Randy Hubert, head football coach at Aurora, open with McCook tomorrow night. Last question I got for you, Randy, is about some of the ex-players. Very few programs, even in Omaha, have three of their kids playing at the university. Tell us how those guys are doing. Have you had a chance to talk to them during their fall camp?
Yeah, I haven't talked to them. I've talked to Garrett a little bit, but otherwise, I've just sent a few texts out to those fellas. But, you know, Andrew Rodriguez is going to be a good one. I look for him to have a great year for the Huskers and the line. He's really prepared well. And Tyson Brockmeyer, you know, had another scope on his knee. He's just had some difficulties. I think they got it all cleaned out finally. But I think he, in the long run, is going to be an asset to the program. I think he's got a lot to offer. And then Garrett, you know, he's you know, going to be redshirted, but we feel as a long snapper and even as a center, you know, he's got an opportunity there. So we know all three are going to work hard and give their best.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to molding the young minds at Aurora and getting ready for tomorrow night's football game. Look forward to a great season from the Huskies, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
All right, Doug and Spencer, it's always great to talk to you fellas, and it's always good to hear your show.
Hey, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Randy Hubert, head football coach at Aurora on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. This would be a rarity, by the way, not picking on McCook, but when's the last time they lost back-to-back football games?
Yeah, and Aurora is definitely a team that can do that. Like you said, sure, there might be some change at quarterback for the Huskies right now. There's not much change anywhere else. They have a stacked line. They have the running back. So get ready for a brawl in Aurora. It's going to be a fun game for those guys.
Our guest taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King is home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations in the city, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, right by Kearney Cinema. That's where they've got the huge indoor playground for the kids. You've been in that ball pit.
Just last week. They kicked me out, but it was fun. It was fun until I got kicked out.
Also, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald. Talk Huskers and his book right after this.
Okay, America, Wendell here. This summer, we need to start doing our High Life duty. See, for every bottle cap and can tab returned, High Life will donate 10 cents towards showing our vets some love. So fire up that grill and invite over your guys, your gals, and anybody who ever loaned you a power tool and start popping tops. It's your High Life duty, America.
Donations split between IAVA and Operation Homefront. Caps and tabs must be received by September 30th, 2012. Maximum total donation, $800,000 for all 2012 High Life veterans promotions. Minimum total donation, $350,000. Must be 21 or older. For details, visit MillerHighLife.com. Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit searsauto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts. or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partial sun develops across the area today, along with a few scattered showers and storms around the area, with a high temperature of 87 and south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms at a low at 65. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert on this Thursday, the opening day of the high school football season. Trying to defend our championship in the Hastings Tribune Prep Pick'em Contest.
There it is.
That's going to be tough.
We might have to get in there just so somebody else can win.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's tough to dethrone greatness. And I'll find that out in fantasy football, too. Luke Hoover, where I'm not on the winning end of that. Luke Hoover's going to join us in the last segment, as he will every Thursday throughout the season. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on this Thursday. Don't forget that Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is your number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. And Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is your number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. And they're there for you every day throughout the weekend and always online. 2 a.m, they're there. Think Midway. .com. You can check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles. Maybe it's time for that switch. Check out a 2012 or 2013 Ram 1500, Dodge Grand Caravan. How about a Jeep Compass, Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac SRX, or any of the great vehicles on their lot at the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook, and folks, they will give you special offers all the time at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Can you believe, I couldn't believe this, I know Nebraska volleyball wins a lot, 94% of the games in the Coliseum, and tomorrow night they have their home opener?
To be honest, I'm not shocked. No, the Nebraska volleyball team, we have covered them. I actually, long story short, I was a student writer for the Pride of Daily Nebraskan, the newspaper at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And long story short, when I had to go to a volleyball match, I only booked in for about an hour because the match was over in that time. I mean, you don't go to a Nebraska volleyball match and expect to be there long. And you have that NU Coliseum gets just filled up to about 3,000-4,000 people. They know it's only going to be an hour, hour and a half, if it's a good match. And normally Nebraska's on the top end of that, so no surprise there for me personally.
You can watch the St. Louis match, BTN.com. Nebraska takes on UCLA live on the Big Ten Network, and the Notre Dame game, which is at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, will be on Nebraska Educational Television. And you can hear the games on 1230 AM KHAS. Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 6, Sunday afternoon at 1:30. Not great scheduling there, but you got to do what you got to do. Nebraska will play that huge match against the defending national champion Bruins at home, and then they travel down the road the very next morning and take on Notre Dame. Now, the Irish volleyball team is not all that great. 17-13 last year, unranked.
And, you know, that's okay. They might need a team like that after playing UCLA. And you got to love Nebraska for stepping up on the schedule. They have teams like Notre Dame, UCLA, Oklahoma's on the schedule this season for them. They're playing teams that have been good in volleyball. They're playing teams that are at the top of their game. And, I mean, look at years past. They would play in the AVCA showcase. They would have, before they were in the Big Ten, Penn State was coming to Omaha to take on the Huskers. At least the team's trying to give themselves the top competition in the country.
Well, and again, being in the Big Ten, they're going to see plenty of it. 7 of those schools are ranked, including Nebraska, in the top 25.
And I believe it is 3 of them in the top 10. So it just shows you how stacked the Big Ten is going to be this year. And Nebraska, obviously, number four in the country. They have Penn State right on their heels, Purdue at the bottom of the top ten at number nine. But it's going to be teams that are going to challenge the Huskers day in and day out. And they didn't really see that in the Big 12. I don't know what your personal opinion is. The Huskers, they would have maybe a tough match against Kansas State. Then they'd maybe go to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma might be down. All of a sudden, they play Texas Tech. Then they play... throw out any other Big 12 team. Iowa State's been pretty good. But, I mean, it's been teams that haven't really been up there. Big 10's definitely doing that for them.
Well, we are joined on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio by the number one sports columnist in the States, Tom Chattel, who's got a new book out. We'll talk about that. We'll give you a chance to win a copy of the book, and we'll talk a little Huskers as well. And I enjoy always the articles, but just looking at some of the notes in your article last week, Tom, some really cool things. Spencer Schubert, my co-host from NTV today, we were joking, you've been in Omaha long enough to watch Nebraska baseball going from bad to bad.
I mean, yeah, I've seen a lot of that, actually. thanks. It's been, you know, I've seen Nebraska football go this way and that way, and, you know, they've been at the top, and, you know, some of their greatest days and some of their worst days. I've seen Creighton basketball be at the bottom and be at the top, and, you know, it's an amazing thing. Nebraska volleyball has been probably the most consistent program of any of them. They're always good, and it's been a great ride, and so I need to get out to Kearney sometime. It's been a while, so we need to find a reason to go out there. I'll come by and see you guys sometime.
Well, that would be great. We need to get you out to the beautiful facilities at UNK, and now that UNO wouldn't be coming out here anymore, we will have to find another excuse for you to come out.
Too bad, isn't it? Yeah.
Talk about Nebraska football. You came to Omaha just when it hit its pinnacle there in the mid-90s, early 90s in the national championships. You talk about the swimming, which just came about here in the last few years in Omaha. What's the niche thing that stands out to you when you went back and said 20 years, hey, this was pretty cool. I never expected to be able to cover something like this.
You know, just I'd say right now, I mean, obviously Nebraska football dominates everything, and it's been a wild ride. When I got here in 91, you know, Tom was the guy who couldn't win the big one. He couldn't beat Miami or Florida State in the Orange Bowl. And I really couldn't come close to that point. He was just coming off a loss in the Citrus Bowl and just lost to Colorado, went home. I think everybody was kind of nervous and restless about where it was going. And so I saw that transformation with Kevin Steele and Tommy Frazier and Sean McBride in the 4-3 defense. And so that was just an amazing time to be here, obviously. And then, you know, the Silas years were kind of calm compared to everything. I mean, besides the highs and the lows, who knew then? That would be normal, but they're kind of calm. But, you know, the Peterson and Callahan years, wow, that was I still can't believe that happened. And I always said, like a bad dream, you wake up and it's like, you know, what in the world? But, I love college football history, and I've always paid attention to the dynasties, and I always wondered, you know, USC went through a long drought. Notre Dame is still in kind of a drought, I think. And now Miami and Florida State, who knew that they would ever, fall down, but they did. And I was wondering, well, when Nebraska gets their turn, and sure enough, they did. And I think we're, even though Bo Pelini has certainly righted the ship, I think we're still, not in that BCS bowl level yet. And I think that's kind of when I think that they'll be back, so. Who knows, maybe it'll be this year.
Tom, a little bittersweet for you personally, knowing you grew up, obviously, a Missouri guy. I know you're a big Missouri Tiger, can't necessarily say fan, but obviously supporter, obviously, with your lineage at Mizzou. Talk about how fun that's been, maybe getting to see Missouri come into Lincoln. I know there's been a couple 56-12, 56-20 matches in favor of those Missouri Tigers, but talk about how bittersweet that was for you coming to the Husker State, knowing that lineage.
Yeah, it was, when I covered college sports in the 80s at the Kansas City Star, my assignment down in KC was basically Missouri, KU, and K-State in the 80s. So I saw a lot of bad football, and I saw a lot of really good basketball in the 80s. On one side you've got Woody Woodenhofer and Bob Balassetti. On the other side, you've got Larry Brown and Norm Stewart and Juan Kruger. But I always loved coming to Lincoln. I mean, I remember telling my family that and people, my friends, that it's my favorite place to go watch a game. And it all went back to that Missouri game in 78. I just loved the stadium, the atmosphere, the downtown, the walk to the stadium, the crowd, the fans, the color. It was just so, I don't know, colorful and fun. And to me, it was what college football was all about. And I fell in love with that inscription on the side of the stadium. And that's my favorite thing about Nebraska football, is that inscription, in the Day of the Glory. And I've always, when I had a chance to come here, I jumped at it. I thought, man, this is going to be great. I don't have any red shirt, but I'll figure that out later. it's just been great. And, Missouri has had their ups and downs. They've been a program that was kind of a sleeping giant. That's what everybody's down there joked about. I've never been a fan, which is kind of sad in a way. I think everybody should be a fan of some team. But, that journalism school down there, between the journalism professors and Norm Stewart, they kind of beat it out of me to be a fan. They're like, you're going to be neutral. You're going to be, you're not going to cheer for one side or the other. So, but it's been, I miss those games. To me, the Missouri-Nebraska game was my favorite game. Obviously, I had ties to both. We have a flag in our house. And my wife, of course, runs the house. She's a Husker. She's from Valley. And we've got all kind of red stuff in our house. But I managed to throw a few black and gold things here and there. So we have a flag that we wave outside our house. It's half Missouri, half Nebraska. Of course, Nebraska's on top. But it's a lot of fun. I miss that series, but in a way, I get to wear a Missouri shirt once in a while now, and nobody gives me a dirty look because nobody cares anymore. That part's kind of strange, because we've all grown up in an era of Big Eight football where there were rivals. There were certain things you didn't wear or do, and I think I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of still stuck in the middle. I don't feel like I belong in the Big 12 anymore, but I don't feel like I belong in the Big 10 yet. I don't know much about Michigan or Wisconsin or Michigan State yet or Iowa. I don't feel any emotion yet. So I think it'll take a while, but you're right. It's definitely kind of bittersweet.
Like most of my life, wandering aimlessly through wherever I'm going. That's what it feels like in these conferences. Tom Chattel is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald. His book, Chattel, Tom's Take on 20 Unforgettable Years of Sports. You can order it at the Omaha World Herald store.com, owhstore.com on the World Herald website. You talk about meeting Tom Kropp and Scott Frost and Exarban and the swimming and the basketball and obviously the Husker football. Of the 20 years at Omaha, Tom, I'm curious, what's the article that stands out to you or the column that stands out to you now that you go, what the hell was I thinking when I wrote that?
Well, it was easy. When Frank Solich got fired, I say I'm not a fan, but I wear my emotions on my sleeve and on my typewriter when I'm on Saturdays. And I do get caught up in the moment at times, and maybe a lot of times. That's just kind of who I am. It's kind of what I do. I felt all along that Solich was probably done all he could. He had the new staff. It would have been nice to see what they could have done. But I really had no problem at the time with, of course, we'd known what Steve Peterson was going to do. We all said, no, keep Solich. But at the time, I really had no problem with them changing coaches. So I wrote, that's the column I was going to write, but then they go out and meet Colorado, and, you know, it was an emotional one for Frank, and I thought, you know, so I wrote, why not give him one more year, get the staff a chance to recruit. These guys are all new. You know, just have 1 year of Bo Pelini and he's got Marvin Sanders and so on and so forth. And why not give him another year? So I wrote that. And then, of course, the next day they get fired. And so I wrote, well, this was the best decision. This was the right way to go. And so it was the ultimate flip-flop. It looked absolutely horrible, but I paid the price for my emotions. I don't hide from it or, you know, I just want to laugh it off. And I'm sure that was in the book. I wanted both of those columns to be side by side in the book, and they are. So I have a little in the book. I have a little, and for certain things, a certain side story. I have a little side tale with the tail behind the column kind of thing. So there's that part of that, and that part too about the two columns. So,
Tom, obviously some interesting columns, some interesting articles. What's the most interesting interview you've ever done? In all of the reporting you've done, all of the columns you've written, who is the most interesting figure or interesting story you've had?
Well, shoot, it's been a bunch. It really has. I would say Tom Osborne is the most intriguing, you know, person I've probably ever covered. Besides Norm Stewart, who was a different personality in his own right, probably the other way, but... I always thought of Tom as a colorful guy who's a character with a sense of humor and a guy who gives you a lot of copy because he's not afraid to do what he feels is right, and he goes against the grain a lot of times because he is what he is, and I love that, and he's provided a lot of copy over the years and a lot of great interviews. I mean, he's, you know, if he gets in front of the cameras, everybody kind of yawns, but you get him up to the side or in his office, and he can be really fascinating. And he is a fascinating man, and with quite a great insight. You can get his trust and tap that insight, man, you really got something. And I've been fortunate over the years to have done that. I have a dealer there. The first time I met Tom, I was sitting in a hot tub. You know, he wasn't in the hot tub, but it was in Manhattan, Kansas, at the old Holodome. And there's a long story in there about that. You know, the whole Lawrence Phillips thing, you know.
Yeah.
What was a really a good learning experience for me about what Nebraska is about and you know, the passion of the state and you know, kind of standing my ground and taking some lumps, and it was. Anyway, anything with Tom, I've enjoyed writing, and I will continue to enjoy as he stays and is obviously still relevant and doing a great job.
Just a minute left here with Tom Chattel, so we can't let you go, Tom, without getting your thoughts 9 days away from the season opener. Just kind of gut feeling. Well, what do you think about this Husker football team?
Well, I think it's going to surprise people. And that's all. I'm going to give my prediction Sunday, and I'll probably leave it at that. But I think there's a lot of questions, but I'm optimistic about this season, and I'll leave my reasons for the column on Sunday. But I think it's a big year for Bo. He's got to, you know. He doesn't have to go 11-0 or 12-0. I mean, anybody expects that. But I think Husker fans expect a tightened ship. They want to get rid of these blowouts and these games that it just slip away from the team, and all of a sudden it's a 30-point nightmare. I mean, Nebraska needs to be beyond that, and they have, you know, those kind of things. You know, to get rid of those things are why they hired Bo Pelini. So we had those problems with Cosgrove and Callahan. He was brought in to stop that bleeding. So I thought last year, he generally done a pretty good job of that, but I thought last year, you know, there were a couple of games where I thought I had to take a a step or two back. So they really need to establish that this program is going places. Maybe not necessarily this year, although I think watch out. But I think if things fall right, this could be a big year. But the important thing this year is to stop the insanity of, you know, the meltdowns. I know you're at Wisconsin under the lights, and Russell Wilson's hot, and the crowd's jumping up and down, and you're at Michigan, and it gets away from you. But you know, Nebraska needs to be better than that. So that's a big thing this year. Maybe not the record, but how it's established, how they get to that record, how do they look.
Well, Tom, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you at the press conference on Monday, and hopefully we can, as always, chat a few more times throughout the season. And thanks for the book. It's an interesting read. I'm looking forward to finishing it up.
Hey, thanks, guys. I can't wait for Monday. That's always a big day of the year, isn't it? When we finally get to come back. It's like the first day of school.
So. Sounds good, Tom. See you then. See you, buddy. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald. Check it out. Tom's take on 20 unforgettable years of sports, Chattel. And you can pick it up online, owhstore.com. Or we give you a copy right now. Caller number 6, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 6 wins a copy of Tom Chattel's book. When we come back, Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy questions. Email and Facebook is your questions now. And don't forget to vote on our poll question. Yesterday, who will win the Big 12? No surprise that 77% of Husker fans took Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Today we move into the pros. AFC East, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Bills. If anybody votes for anybody but the Patriots, I will be surprised.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
We'll take a break and be back to finish things up with Luke Hoover of RotoWire right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. During the summer, it seems like everybody's on a different schedule. Vacations, shorter days, working remotely. So meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, sometimes it's virtually impossible. That's why we recommend in The Herd, GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face no matter where you are this summer. So you're at work, but one of your clients is at their beach house. No problem with GoToMeeting by Citrix. It takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can even join from an iPad, and you get to see all your attendees eye-to-eye while collaborating from all over the country. During the summer, everybody's on a different schedule. Now meet your clients and colleagues in person, no matter where they are. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Want high school football score updates every Friday? Direct to your mobile text Platte River Preps to 90210 today. And be ready for the start of the season. The Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show debuts August 24 after the football on Classic Hits 98.9.
Partial sun develops across the area today, along with a few scattered showers and storms around the area with a high temperature of 87 and south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms at a low at 65. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We have neither Doug nor Daddy anymore. Doug ran away. He went to the Loper Luncheon. He has the perk of being the MC of the Loper Luncheon. So you're stuck with me, Spencer Schubert of NTV, here for the rest of the show, and we're getting ready to talk some fantasy football. Keep pouring in your questions to the Facebook page of Doug and Daddy, the email, which is DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also reach them on Twitter. But we're about to bring in an expert, Luke Hoover, from RotoWire, and he's going to try to tell us how to shape our fantasy football teams. I know my brother has his own questions. I have my own questions. You guys have your own questions. So we're bringing in our own fantasy football expert as the show continues. But when you think fantasy football, you got to think about the evolution. I'm going to go ahead and state my opinion that the quarterback position in fantasy football is now its own revolution. I think it's surpassed the running back for the necessary number one overall pick. A lot of guys would always go for the Matt Fortes, the D'Angelo Williams back in the Carolina days. He's still there, just not D'Angelo Williams anymore. But the running back position, I think, has died down a little bit in terms of the points on the board. And you look across, you see quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, those guys hanging 40, 50 points a game. How can you not take those guys number one overall, number two overall? So we're going to ask Luke about those questions. You also have some questions not only about the quarterback position, whether to go Rodgers, Brees, or Brady, those kind of the top three in the echelon, but you also have PPR leagues. You have assuming the top four running backs, and then you got Rodgers, Brady, the Megatron will be gone. So Luke Hoover, the man with all the answers, he joins us now from RotoWire. Luke, thanks for joining the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Luke, I guess let's dive in right away to our listener questions. I'll bug you with my questions later. First, Mark no Hollinger problem. Asked you, he's got the number eight pick in a PPR league. He's assuming the top four running backs, and then you have Rodgers, Brady, and Megatron. They'll all be gone. My scoring position has Brees and Newton neck and neck. Am I okay with either, or does one have the edge?
Well, that would depend on the scoring system. If there's 6-point passing touchdowns, you got to give the edge to Drew Brees, but if it's only going to be a 4-point for passing touchdown, I'd give the edge slightly to Newton because of the rushing yards and rushing touchdowns he'll be able to produce. So I would base it off of that decision.
Okay, Luke, next question comes from Andrew, and he wants to know who's going to be the more reliable running back, Doug Martin or Beanie Wells?
Doug Martin all the way. To me, Beanie Wells is a guy I wouldn't touch. I don't trust his knee problem that they kind of kept relatively quiet and vague this offseason. They haven't released too many details about that, but he did have the arthroscopic surgery, you know, to have that scoped and cleaned out. But also, you know, Martin's going to get probably at least a 50-50, if not 60-40 split with LeGarrette Blount, possibly even more. And Ryan Williams is also going to be stealing from Beanie this year.
And let's break down the receiving core a little bit. My brother, who has texted into the show, he wants to know how Alshon Jeffrey is going to do this year. Obviously, with the Chicago Bears, had a great season for South Carolina. How's that going to transition to the pros?
The transition's going to be okay for Jeffrey. Yeah, he looked good in the preseason. Where I'm a little bit worried is once they actually get into the regular games, you know, how crisp is his route running going to be? Is he just going to be a guy who they trot in the red zone? You know, what will his actual playing time be like? He could be a specialist for some team this year who needs a little help getting some, you know, extra scores out of their wide receivers, some touchdowns. I don't think the yardage numbers are going to be too high this year as a rookie. He's going to eventually develop, and in two or three years down the road, he could be a star. But this year, maybe 500-600 yards receiving.
I like it. Luke, one last question, and you're off the hot seat, and we'll talk just a little bit more generic fantasy football. Is
all right.
One guy, his name's Mike Shaw. He's got the number three overall pick in a 14-team league. Standard scoring, passing touchdowns are 3 points. Rushing receiving is 6, with 2 bonus points for rush attempts, completions, receptions, and 3 bonus points for any passing, rushing, receiving touchdown over 40 yards. Last couple of years, the quarterback position has outscored all other positions in their league, with the running back position being thin. Does he dare take a running back or stay with whatever falls his way with either Rodgers, Brees, or Brady?
Well, that's a pretty complicated one. I'd be a little leery with 3 points for passing touchdowns, but if they're getting, you know, scored based on completions, a guy like Drew Brees has a lot of value in that league who's going to throw a huge number of passes, completed more than anybody last year. And if he's going to get extra points for his completions, I might lean towards Brees. I think you can find some running backs, you know, as I think you said that, you know, points for rush attempts as well. You can find some running backs a little later who are going to get carries to kind of average things out and boost that total for your running back position.
Once again, joined by Luke Hoover of RotoWire. He's our fantasy football expert joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spencer Schubert in for Doug Duda here at the tail end of the show. And Luke, I'm looking at your fantasy roster. You just got done drafting in an expert league of yourself. Somehow you landed Aaron Rodgers. Talk about your draft style and what you thought as you went through your draft.
Sure. Well, this was for the first Fantasy Football Fest. This was held this last week in Atlantic City. And it was a 12-team league, one-point PPR. Being a PPR league, it's a little hard to take a quarterback that early, but I also feel that you have to have an elite quarterback if you're going to win some of these larger leagues, 10, 12, 14-team leagues. If you're not having a top 3 to 5 quarterback, I think you're going to have some real difficulties as far as being successful in that league. So Rodgers was a no-brainer to me once Calvin Johnson came off the board at number 4. And then after that, I kind of wanted to get a strong running back core put together. Receiver depth is phenomenal this year, so I felt good about being able to get quality receivers in the middle rounds. I was a little disappointed with what I ended up with. I got Dez Bryant and Eric Decker as my top two receivers, I think in rounds 4 and 5 back-to-back. And Bryant's, this was right before the announcement of the tendonitis in his knee. So I'm a little leery of him, but again, I think he's probably the top target in Dallas' offense with both Austin and Witten also banged up, so the catches could significantly increase for him. So I feel pretty good about the overall roster.
Absolutely. And Luke, looking at your top 200, your overall players, obviously working for RotoWire, you have the fortune to rank all these players. You are the only one among your other experts, Jeff Erickson, Kevin Payne, Chris Liss. None of them said Aaron Rodgers is worth the number one overall pick. You did. Why?
Well, I think Rodgers is the most consistent player you can find. Foster's a terrific talent, and it's very easy to rank him number one. But like I said, I'm very high on having an elite quarterback. I think 9 times out of 10, you're going to give yourself a better chance to win your league by going with an elite quarterback. Turnover at the other positions is a lot quicker. So, there's going to be running backs that emerge this year. There's a lot of guys, as far as the running back position, you can get in the middle to late rounds that have tremendous upside. One guy I'm particularly high on is Ryan Williams over there in Arizona. I know he has no real sample size to go off of, no baseline for that, having, basically 2 preseason games under his belt. But he's a very talented guy. He's going to get an opportunity. Donald Brown, and there's just a lot of talent in those middle rounds. Arian Foster is tremendous, but Rodgers is going to win you more games, than anyone you can get at another position. Another guy is Brady and Breeze. I had them 4th and 5th, right after Foster and Rice, and I discounted McCoy just a little bit.
Well, LeSean McCoy was on my team last year. He did very well for me personally. Let's talk about sleepers. Everybody likes to look into those later rounds. That's where a lot of people claim you win your fantasy football league. Who are some of the guys, who are some of the guys that's going to fall deep into that draft and that you can pick up in those later rounds?
Well, I mentioned him actually last week, and I'm going to say it again because I'm just that high on him. I'm going to be doing a sleeper target list, a blog for RotoWire, possibly this weekend, Friday or Saturday. And I have as number 1 and 2 on that list, Randall Cobb. I think his upside is tremendous. Now, there is a little – he's a bit of a risky, if you want to call it a risky sleeper pick, just because he's at least probably 3rd or 4th right now in that Green Bay offense with Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, or Michael Finley. But 1 or 2 injuries could, send his value skyrocketing. And even if those guys all stay healthy, he could still approach 800-plus yards receiving, and some good scores. He's a great after-the-catch guy. I really like Kyle Rudolph at the tight end position, and another name at tight end, Jared Cook. I think they have huge upside. As far as running back, I already mentioned Ryan Williams. Donald Brown's another name. I like Evan Royster. He's falling because of the confusion in that Washington backfield, but Tim Hightower's coming off a torn ACL, and he tore it relatively in the middle of last season. He's probably not going to be 100%, at least through the first month of the season this year. Roy Helu's probably going to be bothered by his Achilles tendonitis the entire season. I know Shanahan likes to mix and match his running backs, but that leaves Royster as the best option at the very least early on in the year, and he can be had really late. You might want to pair him with a Adrian Peterson or Ryan Matthews, if you draft them with a higher pick, you know, so that when they're either out or, in Peterson's case, possibly getting just a handful of carries a game early in the year, you can start Royster every week and get good production out of him.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spencer Schubert in for Doug Duda and the long-lost Daddy. And they are both gone right now. Luke, my final question for you, and we'll let you go, start prognosticating a little bit more, is simply, we just talked about guys that you think might be overachieving. How about some of the guys high on a lot of people's draft charts that might underachieve this year?
Well, I'm personally not a Michael Vick fan. I've gotten a lot of flack for it this offseason. I've written about him as a bust. It's starting to look like, you know, there's some potential for that with the too early season injuries, albeit relatively minor ones. The rib issue could bother him well into the season, just as far as a comfort factor for him when he's turning, throwing, running, you know, dropping back into the pocket. I just don't see the value there. A lot of people were talking about him as a top six, top eight quarterback in that range with great upside. He's a tremendous talent, but if you're drafting a quarterback that high, you need him for 16 games. I know you can get a comparable backup or a competent backup to replace him, but I just don't trust Michael Vick this year. I don't think he plays in even as many games as he did last year, plays 12. Another name, as you mentioned earlier, Beanie Wells, I don't think he stays 100% healthy, and I believe Ryan Williams is going to take his job in that backfield. And another name I'll give you is Ahmad Bradshaw. He's had the chronic foot problems, and I think David Wilson's poised to steal a pretty big chunk of his workload this season.
Well, you heard it here first. Do not draft Michael Vick, Ahmad Bradshaw, Beanie Wells. Luke Hoover, thank you for joining us. Luke Hoover of RotoWire, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, Spencer.
You bet. And that is the fantasy football expert, Luke Hoover. He really broke it down. He even helped out my brother a little bit. Likes to hear about his Chicago Bears. Everybody has their team. Should have asked Luke before we let him off about the stereotype guys in fantasy football. The guy, the homer that always picks his team. I think my brother might be one of those. Might have to call him out here. Also, I know in our fantasy football league at NTV, we have a guy that's a huge Charger fan. I actually took Ryan Matthews, kind of chuckled. Guy breaks his clavicle, first preseason game. So shows you the karma that you do when you take on the homer. Well, I think that's going to do it for the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, he is off emceeing the Loper Luncheon. I'm Spencer Schubert. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!